listening to National Rock Review.
Okay, boys and girls, this is Eric Morris with National Rock Review, giving you the biggest stars, the biggest tours, and the most interesting of the two, and tonight is no exception. On the phone, I have a very talented, very decorated in his field of musical study, musical application, and the fact that he can play instruments, I can guarantee you 99% of the metal world can't even spell. He's kind of special. So instead of talking him up too much and embarrassing him, we'll just give it to him and let him introduce himself. So mysterious man of multiple musical instruments, who do I have on the phone with me tonight?
Hey guys, this is Nature Gangambek from the Mongolian folk metal band Tengger Calvary. I'm really happy to be here tonight to talk with you guys.
Excellent. So I have to ask, how's the weather out in New York, or are you somebody or someplace else right now?
Yeah, I live in New York. It's actually kind of cooled down now a little bit. Not very hot. Today's very rainy, so I like the weather here.
So not only do you make a lot of good music and a lot of unique music, and that's not necessarily a bad thing in this world, you've also done quite a bit of traveling lately. How full is your passport? You kind of went some interesting places, and there are a lot of cool pictures out there. Did you go back to someplace fun and interesting, or was that, you know, just Central Park, the part people don't get to see too often?
You mean for the tour, last tour, right?
Well, the last tour, or even did you not go back and get to see some of those instruments that you play up close and personal? Wasn't there something where you actually went back to where they were made? Did you get, I can't even remember what the name of it is, but a Mongolian musical instrument that kind of looks like a, I wouldn't say a guitar, but kind of along those lines. Does any of this ring a bell, or should I just take my foot out of my mouth and go back to the tour?
Right. Like we did the tour first around May for a month, almost a month, like 20 days. We traveled the whole country, like 18 cities, from New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, and then we go south, you know, Texas, Austin, and New Orleans. It's pretty cool, you know, like to see the whole country, and, you know, all the, like, the nature landscape is so different, you know, when you go north. It's like you're in Nordics, you're in Vikings territory, and then you go west, you go, like, Sunshine Beach, and then you go down south, you got, like, this kind of cowboy and, like, the sand style. It's very interesting to see it. And after the tour, you know, I went back to China, and I spent quite a lot of times at the Mongolian grassland, you know, to get some new inspiration, get away from big city, you know, and also, of course, enjoy the native culture. Now we're gonna do another tour at the September 15th. Start with September 15th at the Maryland. Shelterwood Metal Fest. That's our first stop, and then we're gonna travel the whole country again, hitting some new big towns, and also gonna, you know, visit the same few cities that we toured last time, like LA, Chicago, Seattle, those towns. Yep.
Okay, so you actually did get a chance in between all the craziness of being a musician to go back home for a while. Okay, so that all makes sense, and you saved my tuchus on that interview question, so I thank you very much. Now, you were talking to me a little bit off air about how you have a special surprise for anybody that sees you on this tour this time around. For the boys and girls playing at home along with the interview, what is that surprise?
For this tour, we're actually going to have perform a very brand new single song that we specially wrote for this second tour. It's a very fast song. We're gonna actually premiere the song right before the tour, so make sure you check it out. And this song actually is a very Central Asian style song. It got very, like, fierce blast beats, but also very folky at the same time. This song called "The Struggle." So actually, we're looking forward to play this new song for our audience.
Okay, and Where can people find it before they see you on tour? And they should definitely absolutely see you on tour. But if they're a little later in the road, where can they find it?
You mean the song, or right. You mean the tour?
Well, okay. If they wanted to find information, or if they wanted to listen for the song when you guys drop it, where should they go?
Just check on Facebook. You know, we're gonna make sure like we post it on Facebook. We're gonna have live stream on Facebook. So, and also iTunes. You know, mostly just two platforms we use the most.
Okay, cool. And so where did the inspiration for the new single hit you? Was it while you were back home, or was it kind of with the guys and it just kind of evernessed to the top?
Actually, it's right before I hit back to home. You know, right after the tour end, we started to write down this new song. It's a very fierce, intense song that, you know, has some twisted feeling in it. You know, because it's called The Struggle, you know, it expresses a lot of personal struggle that everybody have deep down in their mind. So we try to talk about that through our style of music, you know. That's basically what it is.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Now, you were talking about you guys have a very specific style, and some of the pictures that you guys have taken are just fantastic, from house parties to being, you know, in your local neighborhood venue, to even recently you guys had some fun with a brand new photo shoot. How much fun did you guys have with that last photo shoot?
Well, you know, like back in like last year, we had the very first photo shoot, and that was like very, very serious. You know, we're all like trying to do our best to make it like look legit, not like fun. But this time, like, because like I don't know why, probably that we after the first tour, we're happy. You know, like we were just like being really silly this photo shooting. We tried out so many like stupid stuff, and probably you can. A lot of our fans already saw the Facebook post. Like our drummer Josh, he was wearing this Mongolian hat. He looked like hilarious, and people liked that picture. So we actually tried a lot of different stuff. And our Alex, he was originally from Uzbekistan, and he has like this like a Central Asian, you know, like a robe, like a long robe for the native people. And we put this on our drummer Josh too, and then he tried all that too. It's like. It just turned out to be like hilarious, but it's mostly like you know, experience. We're not trying to make fun of the culture and be you know, like the official promo photo. Of course, is very serious, but also, you know, in between, we really had some fun.
Well, do we get the chance that maybe down the line one of those pictures of the drummer will make it to a T-shirt that people can pick up when they come and see you live?
T-shirt, I'm not sure, but it's on Facebook. We post it. It's a fun post.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with this second tour, if you want to even call it a second leg, how long are you guys going to be out?
30 days. We're going to tour in America first, and then the tour probably four cities in Canada. Montreal, Toronto... Quebec, and what's the other town? I forgot. Those big cities.
Okay. Now, the last time when we got a chance to talk to you, you hadn't really gone out yet in a U.S. tour. Now that you've got one under your belt, what's probably the biggest thing that stuck out in your head that you probably won't forget anytime soon about touring?
Oh, yeah. Like we actually really enjoy touring because it feels like, you know, life has a meaning when you go on tour. You know, you're doing like very, very solid things. You know, like you like army. You know, you move, you plan your whole day, you drive, and you get to the venue, and you eat, you load, you sound check, and every day is like that. It's very sometimes can be very stressful, but also, you know, it feels very real. You know, like rather than spending a lot of time working on like those kind of computer work, you know, like sending emails. It's a very different life experience, and I think somehow we all live in the modern city, so you know, this kind of life is becoming a little bit unreal. You know, like we talk and communicate on Facebook, we send email, but when you go on tour, it feels like you got no time to check those shit, and like, because you got a manager to handle it, so all your focus is like, it's like really solid and traditional way of life. So I think it's pretty cool.
Now, were there any funny stories or any weird stuff that happened while you were out on tour that is something that you could share, or was it pretty straightforward and just kind of you know, you do your thing, you go to the next city, wash, rinse, and repeat, and just kind of enjoyed things?
Actually, for us, because we are a pretty serious band, we actually didn't do any silly things. For the last tour, we just work, like Muse and cows. that's all it is. we're like a bunch of like animals, like horses, cows. We just do our own thing, drag our stuff. That's what we did.
Now, the metal birdies whispering in my ear say that you're not a bad pair of hands around a horse. Now, did you do some horse work when you were home?
Yeah, I tried to ride horses, try to, you know, spend some time. I'm mostly, you know, what I find like really enjoyable and peaceful is like I like to spend time with like animals, you know, back there. It's the, you know, communicate with the most fabulous experience. I'm thinking about getting a snake pack for my birthday, which is going to come in this month. So I really love animals. So you know, I spend a lot of time with them, and trying to at least.
Well, if you happen to want a suggestion, an albino king snake is a very nice choice if you want a snake that doesn't get too big, that has a nice temper, and most importantly doesn't have teeth.
What about that ball python?
Well, you know, any snake that can grow big enough to possibly eat you later down the road probably is not my cup of tea.
You mean ball python can be really big?
Oh, yeah. So the pythons can get pretty big, especially depending on how you feed them. So you might want to be careful.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought ball python is like the smallest species of python. I don't know. That's what people told me.
Well, maybe I'll have to double check myself, but you're definitely a braver man than I am, and I do have to admit, it would look awesome on stage after a while, so maybe we do have to get you one of those.
Right. Well, I also, my friend recommended me to get a corn snake, but that one like looked too small for me. I like bigger guys.
Right,
like a corn snake. It's like a guitar string or something wrapped around your head. It's like too small for me. I like big stuff.
Okay, so we definitely don't want you to have snake envy. All right, so yeah, definitely.
All right.
So with the new single, and just because we only have a few minutes left, but with the hopes of a new single, people will probably ask you until you're sick of it, that is that a determination that new music is being written, or are you just going to give it a little bit of time, let people kind of enjoy the stuff you've got out there now, get done with the tour, and then kind of see where things are after that?
No, totally. Like you said, we're just going to see what happens. But, I mean, I already have some basic ideas in my mind, you know, like next year's new material. I think we're going to start wrap it up right after this second tour. We're going to start to write some new material. But there's no specific detail I can tell, but, you know, like, artistically, I'm thinking, like, we want to write something more personal this time, because for the last four albums, it's all very big topics, you know, war, like, homeland, river, sky. It's very, very traditional and big nomadic topic, but this time, you know, we want to write something like talk to ourselves or talk to our audience about like a broader sense of life, you know, like any kind of life, not just nomadic life, city life. So that's, I think, so the music probably going to be more, a little bit more personal, I guess, and have some a sense of more traditional heavy metal touch, crossover in between. I guess that's what it might be like.
Okay, okay, that's cool. Now, just for shits and giggles, do you, since you're in New York, do you have your own car?
No, I don't have my own car.
Okay, then MP3 player?
No, I don't use an MP3 player. Like, I try not to listen to music when I'm not doing music.
Ah, okay, all right. See, I was going to ask you what was the last thing you were listening to, but I guess I can't, so not a big deal.
Well, I was listening to Mongolian folk music. They have a new album coming out. It's a traditional Mongolian folk group from China, so I was listening to that one. Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, yep. So just for the fans playing at home, what was the name of the album that you just released not too long ago?
Mountainside, that's a EP. It has two new songs in it.
Oh, okay. And give me the name that if somebody wants to look it up on Facebook, what's the Facebook page name under?
Just Tanger Cavalry, TENGGER, and Cavalry. Tanger Cavalry, just type that in, it will pop up. Or if you just type in Tanger, TENGGER, it will pop up.
Okay, cool. And the first tour date of the new tour coming up, September 15th?
Yep, make sure you got your ticket.
Okay, excellent. So, Nature, hold on just a second for me. And boys and girls, feel free to let us know what you think at National Rock Rev on Twitter or National Rock Review on Facebook as well after you check out my very accomplished friend on the phone. And if you see the guys, please let us know what you think. Show us your pictures and especially get anything with the drummer in his funny hat. We would definitely appreciate that quite a bit. So, once again, make sure to check these guys out on Facebook and great Mongolian metal, and you will absolutely love it, even if you're not sure about it when you go into the venue. So, thanks again, Nature. We'll see you in just a minute. And, boys and girls, we are out.